I want to call the meeting to order and let's have a roll call. First Vice President Pam Schnur.
Here.
All right. Second Vice President Lee Martin.
Lee is currently muted.
Okay. If you can, you've been elevated, Lee, so you should be able to unmute. So we know he's here. Let's go with Treasurer Michael Ball.
Here.
Secretary Barb Doss.
Here.
All right. And Assistant Secretary Diane Graves.
Here.
All right. And let's have Board Member Tammy Hollingsworth.
Here.
And we have Second Board Member Karen Hamrick.
Here.
Third Board Member Corey Wills.
I am here.
And did I miss anybody? I think we got them all.
Can you hear me now, President Brown?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
okay,
got you. Got you for the record. Okay, let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct this business meeting of the National Federation of the Blind. First thing I want to say is it's been a great convention, you guys, and I appreciate the tech team and all your efforts and your work. It has been challenging but refreshing. So we're pulling it off, guys, and I really, really appreciate it. I've been having a lot of fun. This afternoon went really well, and we had a lot of good speakers, a lot of good presenters, and everybody just did great. I'm very proud of our affiliate. So up first, I would like to introduce you guys to our national representative this weekend, our national president. President Mark Riccobono, to say a few words to our State Board of Directors and guests.
Thank you, Ron. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you all, the Federation family in Indiana. I've been telling people I'm going to Indiana this weekend, and they keep saying, what? You're going where? So, yeah, I'm going to Indiana. I'm still here, but I'm in Indiana. That's where my heart is, and it's really great to be with all of you at this convention. I appreciate all the work that's gone into it. I know it's going to be a great 24 hours plus here that we have still together. You know, the Federation is a unique organization. When we see something like a worldwide pandemic, we don't think, okay, this is an opportunity for us to stand aside and shut down. In fact, over the last 6 months, we've been more aggressive than ever before on connecting and protecting blind people, and it's making a huge difference. And I know that our Indiana affiliate's a big part of that, so I'm pleased to be with you here. I should say, I am in the office of the president here at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. So, you have a nice view here of my office, and this is where I'll be hunkered down for the next day while I'm with you, and I am looking forward to engaging in the rest of the convention, and I appreciate the opportunity to be with some very good friends in Indiana. I hope you have your membership coin. I have mine here, so hope you have yours handy. I carry mine with me every day to remind me of the fact that we're better together, and it's really because of the work that we do together that individuals like my two girls who are blind are going to grow up in this country and have more opportunities than any of us had. And that makes me really excited on a daily basis. So thank you, Ron, for your continued leadership. And I look forward to the rest of the board.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We appreciate you being with us this weekend. And anybody in our affiliate that needs access to our president, this is the weekend to get it. He's with us all weekend, and he has been, he's going to be with us all day tomorrow as well, and we look forward to his presidential report in the morning.
You know, Ron,
for now, yes, sir.
It's a good point. You know, usually at a convention, I would tell people, you know, if you want to chat, hunt me down. I'd be happy to talk to you. A little bit harder to do in this environment, but I think by now everybody should know that my email address is officeofthepresident@nfb.org. If you should want to get together, have a side Zoom chat for a few minutes during one of the break times, the few break times that we have or before 9 o'clock tomorrow. Please send me an email. I'll do my best to keep a watch out for those. I know we don't have much time, but of course we don't have to limit it to just this next day. I'll still be at that email address. I'll still be here at our main number anytime. But if you do want to get together for some reason, that's how you find me, and I'll otherwise be here in the background.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. All right, gang, we're getting ready to now move into our secretary and treasurer's report. So our secretary report, let's see, Barb, I know you missed the last board meeting, and I'm not sure if you've gotten the notes from Di, or would you want to defer to your assistant?
I'll refer to my assistant.
Absolutely. All right, Di, what you got for us?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we can. Loud and clear.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. We met on August 24th, 2020. The meeting was called to order at approximately 6:10 p.m. Sorry, I'm trying to get them to load there. Okay. The meeting was called to order at approximately 6:10 p.m. Board members present included President Ron Brown, First Vice President Pam Schnur, Second Vice President Lee Martin, Treasurer Micah Baugh, and board members Corey Wills, Karen Hambrick, Tammy Hollingsworth, and Diane Graves was appointed to serve as Assistant Secretary Barbara Dosh. We discussed the recommendation of the committee appointed to evaluate the feasibility of holding elections at the 2020 virtual convention. The recommendation of the committee was to suspend elections for 2020. A motion was made by Pam Schnur and seconded by Karen Hamrick and Lee Martin to suspend the election portion of the NFBI Constitution and forgo voting at the 2020 virtual convention. President Brown made it clear that a suspension of this year's election would necessitate a one-year term for those officers and board members elected in 2021 in order to keep us on track with our Constitution. He also took a few minutes to explain our typical election process for the benefit of our newer members. President Brown advised that in order to move forward with the board's decision, we were going to need to get an overall consensus of the body of the affiliate. We discussed several ideas for acquiring a membership vote, including organizing a Zoom call, collecting votes via email, and having individual chapters and divisions meet to collect votes. Pam Schnur ultimately made a motion, seconded by Corey Wills, to have each chapter meet individually to collect votes and report the chapter or division consensus to the affiliate. The board set a deadline of September 5th for these reports. Given the fact that the board would be charged with designing a voting platform if the membership failed to support the decision of the NFBI board. We learned that Mark Riccobono would be serving as our national representative this year. We were all very excited about that. Members were encouraged to share any ideas for the agenda, any thoughts they might have on making our 2020 convention interesting and exciting for all. Michael Loft raised the possibility of needing a larger platform or web mode given the anticipated increase in attendees. We set our next convention planning meeting date for August 31st, and the meeting was adjourned at approximately 7:35.
Move secretary reports be accepted as read.
Second.
Pam Schnurr moved that we accept the secretary's report. Lee Martin seconded. Questions, comments? Hearing none. All in favor, board?
Aye.
Aye.
Righty, all opposed? Okay, so the secretary's report stand as given, as read. Next up, we have the treasurer's report. Micah, what do you got?
All right, good evening, everyone. I'll keep it very brief right now because you'll get a very detailed treasurer's report coming up in our business session. But I'll note that our current balance in our Federation account is $14,799. And in my time here in the state of Indiana, that is one of the higher balances I've seen for us. So that's that keeps us in good shape. But I will use this time to urge everybody to consider making a donation to the state, because while we are having a virtual convention and that doesn't include a lot of the customary expenses, it does include some expenses. And as President Riccobono said, we are working really hard as an organization and as an affiliate to support folks during this time. So if you're able to donate, I would invite you to do that on our website. That's my report for now, sir.
All right. Do I hear a motion?
Move that treasurer's report be accepted as read.
Second.
It's been moved by Pam, seconded by Lee, that we have that we accept the treasurer's report as read. All is there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. the treasurer's report is accepted. So we're going to move into our elections, and constitutionally, we voted, as you heard in the minutes, to suspend our elections for this year. We had the state to approve this, and then we sent it out as a general consensus vote. And the delegates of every chapter and division, the presidents of those chapters and divisions, were the delegate to collect those votes. The vote was collected, and by general consensus, it was agreed upon for the first time to suspend elections. We then moved into a second phase of the vote to suspend elections at this convention, keeping in step with our Constitution. And again, that vote was taken by delegates, which were the chapter president, division president, and a general consensus was taken. And in that vote, it was agreed upon again to suspend our elections. So at this board meeting, I'm going to hear from the delegates on our third reading to make sure that we keep in line with our Constitution and have this voted upon again. And so the vote was taken, and I'm going to ask the delegates here at this board meeting, what say you? Up first, we'll start with the Circle City Chapter President Delegate Lee Martin.
The Circle City Chapter agreed with the board to suspend the elections.
Thank you, sir. And now the Indianapolis chapter.
The Indianapolis chapter did the same, agreed with the board to suspend the elections for this year.
All right. Now we'll hear from, is Kane available on this call? I'm not sure. South Bend, if you are Kane, please raise your hand and we can unmute you. And while he's doing that, we'll have Northwest Chapter Mamie Mason, president. If she's on the call, she will probably be under a 219 number. Mamie, if you can raise your hand.
Kane is here.
Okay. And Mamie is a 219-885-1553.
I saw her hand go up briefly, but I lost her again.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Good evening, everybody. We agreed as well, Ron.
All right. Thank you, Northwest Chapter. Thank you. And let's hear from the division presidents. Is Joe Higdon on the call? And if you are, raise your hand, Joe, and we'll unmute you. And if not, I know Chris is on the call. He was the, and you can give us what the merchants decided, Chris, if Joe's not here.
I'm not seeing Joe's hand. So, the merchants concurred with the board as well to suspend the elections.
Excellent. And let's see who, oh, parents and Tammy again.
Yes. We agree. Most of us are already members of other organizations and other chapters. I also want to speak for the at-large chapter, which also agreed. And I want to remind you of Lafayette.
Excellent. And I will call on Dennis if he's on the call, Lafayette chapter.
Dennis does not appear to be on the call either.
765 number. Dennis, okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Here he is.
This is Chris Molesky from Vice President of the Michigan Chapter.
Okay, Chris. Thank you.
We also agreed on everything what has been already been done with.
Excellent. Excellent. And then we need, if we have Dennis or a representative from the Lafayette Chapter, please speak up or raise your hand.
There's a raised hand. We see his hand. It won't let me unmute, though. There it goes. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Debbie Morgan from the Lafayette Chapter.
Hi, Debbie.
Yes. We agreed to suspend the elections, as far as I know.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Debbie. All right.
Now, did I mute myself again, Ron, or how do I?
Yes, please. Just
star six.
Yes, ma'am, if you're on the phone. Okay, so we have the vote in, and it's general consensus and that all of the chapters and divisions have agreed to suspend the elections for the third time. In accordance with the Constitution, so our elections will be suspended this year. And everyone knows that next year we will have elections for all positions available, officers as well as board members. So keep that in mind in 2021. All right. Questions, comments from the board? I'm here. Questions, comments from the board? Okay, hearing none, let's move on now to the committee reports. All right. We have the up first. Let's go with the scholarship committee. Di, what you got?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we have three applicants that are eligible to receive a scholarship award this year, three candidates. And what I'd like to do is have them all introduce themselves, tell you all a little bit about them, what they're studying, what their respective majors, what school they're attending. Just a little brief introduction from all of them, so you can get to know their voices and get to know them. So I'd like to start with Sarah LaRose. Are you on the call?
If so, raise your hand.
Raise your hand. She'll have a 765. Let me get her number. She's a 765-602-9804.
I'm not seeing that one.
You don't see Sarah? Okay.
Okay, try now. I just made her co-host. She's on her phone or something.
Oh.
Try to unmute Sarah.
Okay, I'm here. I couldn't figure out.
There she is. There she is. Okay.
Thank you. Tell us
about yourself, Sarah.
Okay, I'm Sarah LaRose. I live here in Anderson with my husband, Kevin. I am in a PhD program at Gateway Seminary, which is located in California. The program has four seminars throughout the semester that normally require travel to California. They are very graciously allowing me to Zoom because of my health situation currently. Hopefully I will be able to improve that and be able to travel at some point once things get a little better with COVID. My degree is in biblical studies. I have previous degrees from Anderson University here in Indiana and have been teaching as an adjunct professor. And hopefully in the future, I'll be able to teach as a full-time professor and do some writing for the field of biblical studies. I'm hoping that I can contribute positively to the interpretation of scripture. I think it's important that there are contributions from people who are blind in that field, which we don't have enough of right now. So that's enough.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for that. Sarah is an excellent candidate for a scholarship program. Let's move on then to Donna Williams. And Donna will have a 317, her last four, 0578. If you want to raise your hand, Donna.
Here she is.
She's hello, unmuted. Everyone. Hello, this is Donna. Hi, Diane. I am currently in the process of prepping to go back to college. I live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm going to the University of Indianapolis for psychology. I did speak with a young lady who has her own practice out of her home who is blind, and I've also shadowed Michelle from Bosnia to kind of look at some social work as well. My goal would be to give back to those in need or those struggling, not just with vision, but just loss in general. And when I lost my sight, I was attending school full time to obtain my bachelor's degree in nursing. And when I lost my sight very suddenly, abruptly, that changed my course, my path in life, and I got to be a stay-at-home mother. And I was very blessed to do so. I could volunteer at school and church. And now my 7-year-old is almost 21, so my only child's in college, and it's time to figure Donna out in the direction she needs to go. And my biggest goal would be to obtain my degree in from school and to give back once again and to help others in need. And I just want to do so much, and I've learned so much from my own experience losing my sight, but to develop my skills in psychology, how the brain works and how the sympathetic, and just to help people. And I'm blessed with a faith as well that couples, I would hope, the hope and faith with psychology and helping others in need. And as a single mother, I am just the one child. I want to teach him that doesn't matter what happens in life, that you're going to hit bumps and have trials and tribulations, and you can rise above it, and you can still accomplish your dreams and your goals no matter what happens and no matter what age you are. And I want him to persevere in life no matter what, and I hope I can be that example for him and others as well, because I admire so many people in this community and what they've achieved. So I thank you so much. I'm humbled for this opportunity, and I thank you for listening to me now.
Awesome. Okay, thank you very much for that, Donna. Lastly, we have our one and only gentleman, Jack Celestic. And Jack is going to be an Illinois number. He's going to have an 847 prefix if he's on the phone. The last four are 5386.
Got him.
Yep. Oh, go. I'm a, ahead, Jack. Can everyone hear me?
Hi, Jack.
Oh, yes. Apparently I was able to unmute. So when you announce the winners, you're going to have to say ladies and gentlemen. All that aside, this is Jack Plaitik, the only gentleman from Illinois. I live in Muncie, Indiana, in the dorm in Muncie, Indiana, on campus, despite everything that's going on. I, for the past few minutes, have been living under a bunch of clothes in the closet as I just came up on a recording session, so I am out of that, so. But my major is actually in computer information systems. Audio is a side thing. on one-off projects. So I am at Ball State University, and I'm a sophomore, like everyone else here, struggling through the world of remote learning and doing the best that I can as far as accessibility is concerned, you know, going through the trials and tribulations there, especially with things like McGraw-Hill. But as such, like Donna very gratefully said, giving back is another one of my strong goals in my career in something related to the technical field for accessibility, because especially in a time like now, we rely on technology more than anything to succeed in society. We've always had towards disability, but now everyone does. And I doubt that is going away anytime soon. In fact, I think it's only going to grow. So I think that is, wait, hold on. Oh, there was a message. Okay. Are we good? Are we good?
Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Jack?
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Someone was saying
somebody has their TV going really loud.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh no, that was me. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, no, giving back, definitely something that I've wanted to do. Pay it forward. I have been able to make it this far thanks to things like the NFB and local organizations in my area, and I definitely intend to pay it forward. So I'm honored to have the opportunity to receive, among these other two very good people, a scholarship potentially for the National Federation of the Blind and Paving the Future. Thank you.
Awesome. So as you can see, we have three excellent candidates and three up-and-coming federationists. So we're very excited about getting to know them a little bit this weekend, and we'll be announcing our winners at the banquet tomorrow. And that's what we have.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you. So up next, we're going to hear from Jane Brown, if she can unmute at 317-466-7742. And we're going to hear a fundraising report for the state. If you would raise your hand, Jane, they can unmute you. *9, I believe it is. Now you have to hit *6.
I've got her hand, but she's there. You go. She's unmuted.
All right. Yes, you are. And I also neglected to ask the Diabetes Division for their consensus to the vote, suspending our vote. And I apologize for that. So, Jane, you are president of the Diabetes Division. How did you guys vote?
We voted to suspend the elections this year.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to leave anybody out. Go ahead with your fundraising report. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Federationist. It is so good to get together with everybody again this year. We have not done any fundraising for this year due to COVID. We weren't able to have our Labor of Love Ball and some of the other projects that we normally would do were put on hold as well. But I hope you guys will look forward to the ball next year. We've already received a sizable sponsorship of $3,000 for the ball. And so I'm just going to be working, and the committee will be working to get more funds in for that. But this year at our state convention, we are having our 2020, and the 2020 donations, and I hope you guys are all going online and making your contributions so that you can have a chance to win. Every time you donate $20, your name goes into the drawing to win. $100 is the first prize, and $50 is the second prize. So I hope that all of you will donate for that cause, and that is a fundraiser for the state. And so to help us out, please make your contributions for that. I don't know what else we're going to do, but as soon as COVID decides to go away, we are definitely going to be busy doing some things in the state of Indiana to make lots of money. So get ready. Thank you.
All right, Jenny. Questions, comments for fundraising? And I meant to ask that on scholarships as well. Okay, hearing now, we're going to move on forward, and we're going to go into the chapter development report. Tammy Hollingsworth, what you got?
So I was trying to put some notes in the chat. Okay. I just wanted to, for the chapter development, welcome our newest chapter, Lafayette. I'm sorry we're not together in person so that we can give you, your charter, but I'm sure we will be doing that at a later date when we're all together, I'm assuming. We also are working on an at-large chapter, and in the chat room, chat box, I did put my contact information. There are several people who have contacted me who are interested in an at-large chapter, so we need to be getting that one started as well. If you are in a location, in order to be involved in the at-large chapter, you need to be in a location where there's not a current chapter already present. So if you have a local chapter, that would be in the Indianapolis area. There are two chapters, Lafayette area, the Gary area, or the South Bend area. Those chapters are all currently existing. There's, five of us. So if you are in an area that just isn't served by a chapter, please let me know so that we can get you connected with the at-large chapter so that we can also, at our 2021 convention, have that up and running as well.
All right. Questions, comments?
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
We have a hand raised.
And that is?
From 6441. I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, this is Susan. I had a question about donating. How do people do that who do not have access to the internet?
So we do have the PayPal information, but if you just really want to get it to us, trust us, you can snail mail it, or you can. Now you're talking about to put your name in a drawing for this weekend, or are you talking about just donating? Period.
I'm talking about somebody who does not have internet access and who asked me yesterday how she could give, because she wants to be entered into the drawing and she wants to give something to the to our Indiana affiliate. So how can she do that?
All right. Here's what we will do, and I'm willing to do this, barring I don't get kicked out by the board, but I'm willing to put her name in if she gives us the amount, and I'm willing to trust that she will put it in the mail. We don't turn down money. I don't turn down anything but my collar, and I just don't want it to get wet. So there you go. So we will take her money, and we will take his or her money, I should say. I don't know who it is, but and they can get it to us, and I will, if you will let us know, Susan, how much she wants or he wants to give. Please let us know, and we'll put her name in for that amount.
Mr. President, Hollingsworth.
Yes.
I just wanted to suggest that since Micah, she's the treasurer, it might be a good idea to have Micah put her contact information up in the chat box where the person could call her cell phone or whatever number she wants, because Micah has access to that PayPal account, could maybe help her do that or whatever needs to be done to make that donation and give her, you know, contact information and all that.
Yes, exactly.
This is Micah. My information, my phone number and email, either was just sent out or will shortly be sent out in an email to the registration list in reference to door prizes, but it would be the same information that this individual could use to contact me, and I'm happy to provide my home address to them to send a check and or to, you know, take a credit card over the phone to do PayPal, whatever's most useful for them.
Yeah, and if she doesn't have internet, Micah, I'm directing you to go ahead and take
her phone number.
All of that, yes. And you can send that to Micah, Susan, off the list.
I'll make sure that happens. I'll get the phone number to her because I have Micah's phone number. So thank you.
Excellent. All righty. All right, Tammy, you're done with chapter development?
Yes, unless anybody has any questions.
Okay. So let's move on then to, if no one has any questions, let's move on to legislation. We have a new legislative chair here in Indiana, legislative director by the name of Chris Hollingsworth. And let's all give him a hearty hoo-hoo and a round of applause. He's taken on not only this the resolutions committee, but he's taken on our legislative directors committee. And so he will be heading up our Washington team. And he's just been appointed this weekend at this convention to be our legislative chair. I'm not sure if he has any legislative updates right now or if you just want to say something about your new responsibilities, Chris.
Really, the only thing I've got to say is I've been to Washington Seminar quite a few times. I do have an interest in this area, so I'm waiting on some further information, and I'm going to get together with the past legislative director, and we will exchange some information, and we're going to get a lot of things done. I worked a couple years ago on a tax bill that went through the legislature, so that the vendors would not have to pay some of the sales tax that they were unfairly paying. So we got that through. And right now I'm working closely with Lee and some InSilk people. And you're going to hear more about this later on this weekend, but we're working on the parents' rights bill again that failed to pass in the legislature last year. So we got a few things working. And we're going to keep working hard for you.
Thank you very much, Chris, and thank you for your stepping up and taking on that daunting task. All right, let's move on to Newsline. Lee, what you got for us?
Well, I'm going to be very brief, like our treasurer, Micah, because we can cover this a little bit later. So I'll just give you the balance on NFB Newsline as of today. It's $4,119.07. I just received a check today for our quarterly installment, and that's for $17,225. So that's what I have to share right now, and I'll do a more complete report at our business meeting.
Thank you so much, Lee. Questions, comments for our Newsline. So I have down here membership, and I neglected also, I see her name too that I didn't call, and she is a board member. Is Florence on the phone? Florence McSwine. If she is, Florence, can you raise your hand? And if not, we'll hear from her probably later. I know she's in school for law, so she may not have an opportunity to get off today. But anyway, she is a board member, and she also chairs our membership development committee. All righty. Well, if we don't hear from her, then that completes our committee assignments. And I want to thank you all for the hard work that you've done on each assignment. And we're going to now move into old business. Is there any old business? Any old business from anybody? All right. Is there any new business? We probably need to talk about someone seeking.
Hollingsworth.
Emmy?
You know, I can't stand not to talk. I don't know. This is kind of convention business. So if you want me to do that later, I can. I'll just do it. So we have had some reports that some people are not receiving the agenda for the NFB convention. We have a listserv that is set up, and all of you who are registered, your emails should be receiving that, but sometimes it can go into the spam folder. So please check your spam folders to see if it's there. The agenda is also up on our website at nfb-indiana.org. And it is also on our Indiana listserv. I've seen it on the Facebook pages. So pretty much everywhere you look, it's there. So just please locate it. If you cannot find it and you can't get a hold of it, please feel free to contact me. I am on the listserv. I think I put my information, in the chat box here. So if you cannot access an agenda, please contact me. But I know Michael is putting each day's agenda out in the wee hours of the morning. So it's like the first thing you see when you wake up in the morning on the listserv is his agenda for the day. The other thing, some people have been a little confused about how to access it. He's made it super simple. There's nothing hard about it. Whatever event, the title that you see, click on it, tap it, and you're in. So it's that simple. There's no special way to do it. We're past all of the individual special meetings now. So tomorrow you just click any event and hop in. So those are just a couple of issues that have popped up. Please feel free to call or text me or email me. I've been watching my emails and my texts, as closely as possible today, and I'll continue to do that tomorrow. Calling me on the phone is not a very good way to get me, but you can try. I just don't have time to return phone calls very well. And if Cheryl Rowe is on this call, I did get your call, Cheryl, and I will get back with you. It'll be after this event.
All righty. Tammy, as you all know or may not know, but she's our convention coordinator, so she's going to keep everything moving and running the way it should run. We're a well-oiled machine here, you see. And so we going to make sure all announcements get made. And if you don't have the agenda, please do just what she said. Access it online, access it via email, or call her. And she'll make sure you get the agenda. Those of you who are registered and those of you who didn't register can even access it. We are anywhere and everywhere at this convention, and we're having a good time, and we will continue. Let's move on now to the last agenda item, which is the Washington Seminar. As you all know, that the Washington Seminar will be coming up next year, 2021, February the 8th to be exact. Now, we are in talks about the Washington Seminar, but we here in Indiana are raising our funds so that we can send our team to Washington. And I am willing to entertain a motion that we do our customary rooms of a girl room, guy room for two nights. And if we, well, let me do this first. Let me tell you guys what's paid for already. So the merchant stepped up and bought two nights for a room. And that's one room paid for. The individuals in our affiliate, two individuals stepped up and paid for two nights. And so that's two rooms paid for, and we thank them for donating that time and funding. So those two rooms can hold up to four people. Again, we're not going to stipulate if they're girl room, guy room, but we will put people in first come, first serve as they come along and want to go. We, customarily in Indiana pay for two more rooms, and if we need them, we will use them. So I'm willing to entertain a motion from the board to pay for those two rooms. And the reason why I want to go ahead and say the two rooms is because if we don't need one, of course, we won't have to pay for it. If we only need three, we'll pay for three. But if we need four rooms, we'll have them. So do I hear any questions, comments, or anybody willing to entertain a motion for a customary motion?
So moved that we have four rooms if needed.
Four for the two rooms for the state to
yes.
pay for? Okay. So Pam moves that we pay for two rooms from the state affiliate. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
It's been moved in second that we pay for the two rooms. Any questions, comments about that? Hearing none. All in favor, board?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Okay, thank you, guys. We will assemble our Washington Seminar team. We have a good time there. We have veterans going. We have new people wanting to go. And anybody wanting to go and experience Washington, please feel free to do so or get your names to me. And I'm going to fill the rooms on a first-come, first-served basis. Anything changes to that, I will let you guys know in advance. Anything else? All right. Good job. Anybody want to move? This is usually an abbreviated meeting. We usually go about 3 or 4 hours, but I think we did good tonight. So I'm open for an adjournment of this portion of the meeting.
I move we adjourn. I think I've made every other motion. Just while I make this one.
Well, to stay consistent, PJ.
That's right.
Who seconded it?
Micah.
Second.
Micah seconded. It's been moved and second. We adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed.